June the 23rd, 2022, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Mirage Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talk, go online to www.blocktalkradiomiradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Sin if Muslims separate from black people. So we have experience that makes it sinful for us to separate ourselves from the rest of our people. We have experienced a lot together as a people, and I'm telling you, it is a major sin. Some of us don't know it, but it is a major sin, but you are not punished for what you don't know. It is a major sin for any of us to see ourselves separated from of our people. We can't accept that, no. Because when I am what I am an individually is because of what we have experienced together, past and present. So I feel like I do, and I want what I want, and I'm bothered by what I'm bothered with because I belong to my people, not Egyptians, not Pakistani, not Arabs. Because I belong to my people. So this is why I feel and respond, and that is why my spirit is bothered the way it is, burdened. Because I belong to my people, and my genes have a memory for being persecuted, rejected, tortured, killed, and my ancestors before me. We all have this. We all share this common. Black psyche shared slave experience, bonded us. So this is not a Mexican thing. This is not a Polish thing. This is not a Japanese thing. This is a black thing. So this is an African-American thing. We have one life, and that life is the life of our people. And we have a permanent psyche that is strong because of our shared experience over many generations. I can't ignore that. We have feelings. Do you know we have group identity? That's what I'm dwelling on. We have group identity. And the group identity is more important than the individual identity. So we are in the collective life more than the private life. What makes up my identity for the greater part is our group life, our collective life as a people. So I look at my creation now, how it has formed and conformed and rebelled. So when I look at it, I don't see Wallace the welder. I don't see Wallace the guy who was doing the walk at the dance. I don't see him. He's small in my life, but I see Wallace who has a spirit to establish his life with his people so that his life fulfills a hunger in his soul for establishing as a people. The collective body, that's where I am. And that's where practically all of us are. So we know it, and not we are in the collective life more than we are in the private life. So we are building this leadership that we need to be successful with our plans or with our life on this earth that was that we are trying to do to bring where to Allah wants it. So the world designed the way wicked and the design of God. Allah created life upon a plane, and we are left free thinkers, free spirit to accept to stay with God or to follow the influence in the world. So we have that freedom. But in time, that which is stronger is going to overcome that is weak. And no matter what the world designed for our creation, their design is always weaker than the design of God. And in time, the spirit, the people will manifest even in the individual. But when it manifests in the individual, it is not that individual spirit, but the individual has taken into his heart, his life, and his mind a collective spirit, the spirit of the people. And in time, it will overcome, and it will do away with the false creation and bring the creation back to God. A spirit to return to Allah. So when Allah says, and to God you return, and to Allah you must return, you don't think that means dying in the graveyard? Get away from these lesser or more important ideas and pictures we have in our mind. Oh yes, he returned to Allah. Who returned to Allah? I saw him put in the ground, and they put dirt over him. What are you talking about? He returned to Allah. His earth returned to the earth. That's what he did. He was made of earth, and we put him back into the earth. But what about his spirit? What about his soul? He left it with us. And it's our obligation to return it to God. And the only way we can return it to God is to return it to the plan, the community plan that God wanted that life to be in. When now it has meaning. Yes, I want to return to Allah. All of us have a spirit to return to Allah. And that spirit will never be satisfied until we have an unnatural Islamia following this Quran and following the life of Muhammad as it is being opened up to us now. We had a radio difficulty, so we will continue where we left off. We will cut off. So we continue where we let off, was cut off. So where in the collective life more than the private life? What makes up my identity for the greater part of our group life, our collective life as a people? So I look at my creation now, how it has formed and conformed and rebelled. So when I look at it, I don't see Wallace the welder. I don't see Wallace, the guy who was doing the walk at the dance. I don't see him. He's small in my life. But I see Wallace, who has the spirit to establish his life with his people so that his life fulfills a hunger in his soul for establishment as a people. The collective body, that's where I am. And that's where practically all of us are. So whether we know it or not, we are in the collective life more than we are in the private life. So we are building the leadership that we need to be successful with our plans or with our life on this planet Earth that we are trying to bring where to Allah wants it. So world design always weaker than the design of God. Allah created the life upon a plan and we are left free. We are left free thinkers, free spirit to accept to stay with God or to follow the influence of the world. We have that freedom. But in time, that which is stronger is going to overcome that which is weaker. And no matter what the world designed for our creation, their design is always weaker than the design of God. And in time, the spirit in the people will manifest even in the individual. But when it manifests in the individual, it is not that individual spirit, but the individual has taken into his heart, his life, and his mind, the collective spirit, spirit of the people. And in time, it will overcome and it will do away with the false creation and bring creation back. A spirit to return to Allah. So when Allah says, and to God you return, I must return. You don't think that means dying in the graveyard? Let's get away from these lesser of important ideas and pictures we have in our mind of years. He returned to Allah. Who returned to Allah? I saw him put in the ground, and they put dirt over him. What are you talking about? He returned to Allah. His earth returned to earth. That's what we did. He did. We did, pardon me. He was made of earth, and we put him back into the earth. But what about his spirit? What about his soul? His life? It's with us. And it is our obligation to return it to God. And the only way to return it to God is the plan, the community plan that God wanted that life to be in. When, now, it has meaning. I want to return to Allah. I have a spirit to return to Allah, and that spirit will never be satisfied until we have an ummatul Islamiyah following this Quran and following the life of Muhammad. As it is being opened up to us now. Praise be to Allah. Allahu Akbar. As we are created to go there, we got to go there. So we for sure were created to serve the Most High God. I remember our teacher, Jamil Daib. Okay. For the students to put on an engagement in Chicago under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and under the Temple of Islam at that time. And one part of that play was, in fact, it was the final climaxing of that play, and Imam Donnell was in that play. He was a good actor. He was, in fact, he was Bilal. He had a lot of stirring roles back then. There were no Bilal in this play. But I'm saying as a muezzin, he was and still is our Bilal. And it's kind of went like this, Imam Donnell Kareem. Imam Donnell Kareem began to sing in Arabic. We for sure were created to serve the Most High God. Thank you very much. As-salamu alaykum. Ramadan Mubarak. Allah's throne is over the heavens and the earth. Age of Aquarius drowned the U.S. masses. As-salamu alaykum. Ramadan Mubarak. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Was-salatu was-salamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. We are kind of anticipating that some of would be have to go back home to get ready Monday for their businesses or their jobs or family, take care of their family. So some did leave, but we still have more than I expected here. Today, praise be to Allah, I missed some of the students who are very good students. They possibly could be here, but I kind of doubt it because they usually make their presence known to me. And they are from the East Coast, in the New England state area. We have a very excellent student from the college campus in that area. Inshallah, they will be able to get a transcript and won't miss what we're getting. I know they want it and need it and will benefit greatly from it. The focus for this closing session on the Sunday in the month of October is taken from the Word of God in the Quran, the Balanced Community, Ummat al-Wasita, in Arabic. We begin addressing this topic by going back to the beginning of time as we are to perceive it through the guidance of God, revelation, that is, through his servant, messenger, and prophet, and especially through the last prophet, alayhi salam, the peace be upon them, and the prayers and the peace be upon him. The snake is talking like a man to Adam. So when we recall what we have heard or read in the Bible or scripture of the beginning time for human beings on this earth, we recall man right after he was made or created and put on the earth in the garden. And then in the earth, he was approached by the deceiver, Satan. The Satan, the devil, in the form of a hisser that does not talk, is silent, only hisses. Adam's nature made him aware of God. So the snake is quite different from other animals. The other animals are talking about communicating with one another, but the snake is silent and he hisses. So this snake is communicating strangely. He is talking like a man to Adam. And he is working, as we said yesterday, to give Adam a perception of things, a perception of reality, even a perception of what God intended for Adam, that Adam knew, obviously. So if he didn't know it, The Satan would not have been trying to give him another perception. He already had a perception, and his nature was aware of how he should respect God, the creator of everything. His nature had him know that. So Satan wants to change Adam's perception of life. Now, the Satan is trying to persuade him to buy his perception that Satan wants for Adam or for mankind. When we say Adam, we mean for all people. For mankind, obviously, and Adam, obedient in his nature, had him in check. He just couldn't behave any kind of way. And he was not open to being easily changed or converted from the way that he thought and believed and behaved. So the stubbornest one, Satan, means difficult to see and difficult to figure out, difficult to detect, etc. So very stubborn, very wise. And we should connect this theme in the Bible or in Scripture with the saying of Muhammad, the prophet, upon him be the prayers and the peace. He said that God invited the Archangel Jibril, Gabriel, in English, to witness his creation that he was planning for human beings, for mankind, the universe, the whole creation, earth included, everything. He said to Jibril, "Behold my creation." Jibril saw it and said, what a wonderful, marvelous creation. How can anyone go astray in such a wonderful creation? I know you have heard this many times, and within an instant, God changed the scene and the creation appeared as Satan was going to present it. And when Jibril, the archangel, saw that, he said, "My Lord." He said, "My Lord." The first time, too. In the first instance, he said, "My Lord." And I'm bringing it to you and bringing it to your attention to let you know that even the most important of all the angels recognize Allah the Creator as his Lord. He said, "My Lord, how can anyone go straight in such a creation?" Now, these are the two extremes. The Satan brought it from the extreme. He made it so attractive, so fascinating. The discolorating creation made it very difficult for human beings to keep their good moral nature and good intelligence in such a creation. So that is why the archangel says, "My Lord, how can anyone go straight in such a creation?" Muhammad addresses religious issues that deviated. So this helps us understand what was given before. You see, the prophet comes to address major issues in religion that came before and had gotten off track to correct the perception. Did you know from Genesis to Revelation, from El-Fatiha to El-Nas, that these are great books, these perfect books, if you understand what I'm saying? Oh, the Bible is not perfect. And a lot of what you got out of the Quran is not perfect either. Your perception is not right, but if you have the right perception, you will see the correct language and the reading in the Bible is perfect. Not all of it, but you will find that the perfect language is in the Bible if your heart is right and you have the intelligence and the support of God. Oh, yes, you can find it in the Bible. So Muhammad found it in the Bible. Oh, he didn't read the Bible. That's what you think. He did not follow the Bible. He did not know the Bible. The Bible was accessible. It was not accessible. Why did he say to Ali, his cousin, who had a Bible? Now, this is an established hadith, he said. Ali, what's wrong with the Quran that I brought? I think he only wanted to caution his cousin, Ali, may God be pleased with Ali, raddihi Allahu anhu, raddihi Allahu anhu. That's the traditional saying, meaning may Allah be pleased with him. That is all. So the prophet knew Ali was not going to convert to the Bible, Christianity, or Judaism, but he just wanted to caution him. All of us need to be cautioned when we pick up the Bible because it is very, very stubborn and powerful as a deception as well as a pure guidance. So getting back to the scene of the beginning of mankind in Adam, the Satan knew that he had to give the human being a new perception from himself if he was going to gain what he wanted to gain, and that is complete authority in the life of the human society. So that is what he wants. That is what he aspires for. I didn't continue it, but perception is the major theme in Scripture from Genesis to Revelation and from El-Fatiha to El-Nas, the last chapter of the Quran. Perception, certain vision, every eye shall see him. Reflecting on the great issue of perception, in the Bible it says, and every eye shall see him. And the Bible talks about light and darkness, the world receiving light and then coming under darkness. And it ends with the whole world becoming light. That's how revelation ends. So with the whole world becoming light, everything from everywhere, there was light. It started on the throne, but it went out until the whole earth, and the whole earth was filled with light. So light is for eyes. The whole book is for perception. It is to grow the right perception in human beings, especially in leaders. The world of man would be established in the best way. So perception, isn't that what you go to school for? To improve your perception of things, isn't that why you went to college? To improve your perception of things? Yes. Education improved our perception, better our perception, and when our perception is better, the life is better. You just feel so much better. So I'm sure the garden, was not a dark place. I think it was a very bright, well-lit place, lit with the best of lights. Perception, every eye shall see him. Why should it be said, every eye shall see him? Isn't it enough to have our leaders see? No. God has put it in the very nature of every human being to want to see clearly, to want to understand. So you are burdened when you have a whole lot of knowledge and you do not understand it. That's a big burden. You are burdened when you hear a whole lot of preaching and you understand but a little, very little. That leaves you burdened. That's a big burden. Allah didn't create you to carry that burden forever. He created you to grow in intelligence, to grow in perception, so the burden would be light. The balanced community. The balanced community, now I have to make some notes as I go to. The Satan had a plan, didn't he? Now, when you read in the Quran where it says, and they planned and Allah planned and Allah is the best of planners. Don't just hear that and say that's right. And you are thinking in a little focus, a little small, unimportant situation. No. When you read that, be aware of the greatest deceiver, Satan himself, the Satan, and that he is the one who started everything, or everybody, pardon me, else the planning in a way to make trouble. And Allah is the best of planners. It means Allah is going to overcome Satan's plan. And when he overcomes Satan's plan, the rest of them are done away with automatically. Mr. Farad, I'm sure, like his courage and great wit, he said, can the devil fool a Muslim? Answer, no, not nowadays. The day just arrived. That day just arrived. Those days he was foreseeing, they have arrived. So most of what we perceive has been influenced by the Satan himself. So he is the big problem. Our perception of the universe has been changed. What we perceive is mostly influenced by the Satan himself, even the way we read scripture. For after all, this was a man that God himself created and that God himself communicated to. And Satan is talking to him to change his perception. So he is even influencing him, so that when he hears the word of God, Satan says, oh no, he didn't mean it that way. You should know how God means that, so you can be free to do great things and rise up even with the God. Now we know all of them are false except one. Again, I like Mr. Farad Witt. He told the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, God means power and force. Now, we know that it is not correct. God is more, is much more than power and force, but that is what he wanted the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to see. Then he told or led the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to believe that the black man is the God. I guess that is what he was doing. He was checking the black man by giving him a definition for the God in the new language of W.D. Farrar in the Nation of Islam, hinting, the God I'm giving you is not the Most High, not the perfect, pure, and just one. The God I'm giving you is power and force. Yes, that is what I'm doing, and that is my nature. Ever since I was a boy, that was my nature, not to preach so much, but to teach. Quran, Bible, designed to help man on all levels. So along with his strategy, his words grow, his world grows, pardon me, the more his progression, his plan and strategy, the more his world develops and grows. Now, the Bible says this, to save a lot of time, I'm not going to go and quote everything. You will get it later, inshallah. To serve a lot of time, I'm just going straight to the point. But I'm telling you, the Bible and the Quran, both books have it. If it is a major issue, it is in both books. Bible is a book of knowledge to achieve world dominance. So the Bible is designed to serve mankind on all levels. Just as the Quran is designed to serve mankind on all levels. The people who are uneducated, the Quran and the Bible is designed to serve them. You read them, they serve you. You do not have to be educated. But the more your intelligence is developed and informed correctly, the more you get out of these books. That's natural. So what I'm giving you now, you should write it down, my student. Please, the Bible is a book of knowledge for educating the brightest minds and the most ambitious souls in the knowledge of how to achieve a dominance in the world or in this earth. So this is what it is all about. I'm sure most of you know what a dominance is. Satan is a mindset. A dominance means that you are in a position to control everything. Everything is under your authority. Now, who wants that? Satan, Shaitan. He is the number one villain, the number one criminal. He wants that more than anybody, more than anything. He wants that more than anything. And don't think of him as a person. He is no person. He is a mindset. And he can be communicated to any person. And that person who accepts that communication and started to live by it and understand it, that person becomes Satan. So now that this has been done, you can look in the Genesis or in the garden only for Satan, Shaitan. No. You have to look in the whole world because that is what he aspired to do. Get the whole world, and you have to look at the highest places. That means you have to also look firstly in religion because that is where he started. He started to change the way God wanted us to see and perceive religion. Now, would you believe people who perceive themselves to be angels, being human, that perceive themselves to be angels, held high this thing that they work to keep it hidden so they could get the benefit because they have knowledge of what is going on so they could get the benefit of the existence of this thing and it rules over the life of people for themselves, and they are not really Shaitan. Man fell from the noble position to material interests. Now remember who was leading the angels before God interrupted it. It was Iblis, the jinn, who had transformed himself as an angel and was leading the angels in heaven. I'm giving you Quran, the word of God. And he caused a disruption in the heavens. And the man that God was making in heaven had to be rejected and sent down to the earth. Now, don't think of the sky up there and coming down here. No. Think of high principles, high and decent aspirations, pure intentions, etc. Think of that excellence of the soul, and now there has come an interruption, a disruption in that heaven that I just explained to you, a disruption in the heavens that made man fall from his noble position to material interest. So that's coming down to earth, to material interest. And the Satan seduced him and brought him to fall. And the Satan was also in the garden. He was there as the leader of the angels. And God cast him down, rejected him, all of them, plus the man. And his mate, who was affected, had to be cast down. And they were cast down. Let's go back to perception. The problem is in your five senses and in your deeds. So when the Satan confused their perception and had them by his perception of reality, that is what started everything. That is what brought them all to fall. And the word for our perception communicated to our prophet by the Lord creator of the heavens and the earth is Kubad. Gets you down into the earth, Kubad. Kubad means all together, but it suggests it's like a first. So where is the problem? In your five senses, in your deeds. Because this hand has five fingers. And this is what I act with. And it started with high deeds, not welding like I used to do. It started with writing. The hand that writes is over the welder in the establishment of the world. That is what I am talking about. The welder is small. He is way down here. So it started with writing. So this is where the problem starts. Your five senses, your hand that writes. And as Allah says in the Quran, they write it and say, this is from God. Okay. So you want to dominate. Get down into the material earth. And it is going eventually to bury you, you greedy Satan. So to get man to go wrong, the Satan in the beginning of the Genesis invites him to look at the material world and see how great he can become if he thinks freely and not be hindered in his thinking by his fear of God. Look at the possibility that you have, man, to explore the material world and become very powerful, very productive, and live forever. I'm giving you a wisdom. And your rule will be everlasting. It will not be for just one season. I'm going to give you an idea for a rule that will survive all seasons. That's what he suggested to Adam. That means to us, to people back then and now and for all times. Okay, so I think that is enough for that scene. You see, we are going from scene to scene. Now, we are on the dominant. I didn't forget the topic now. The topic is where we are going, Ummatan Wasita, the balanced community. So in the Bible, this language for educating the special an ambitious intelligence on how to establish a dominance and given in many places in Scripture, but I'm going to share this one with you. In the Bible, the difficulty that a certain element amongst the Jews were having, mind you, how I put that, a certain element amongst the Jews. Never think that Jews are a bad people. Jews are a good people, but they have been misguided themselves by an element amongst them. They have become loyal to an element that they do not know is the devil himself, Satan himself. I was happy to learn here recently that the world Jews do not accept Zionism. They don't accept it. And they condemn Israel, taking the position that God gave them that land. Now, this is the world Jewry. It is on the web. You can find it on the web. So you students who are serious about following my method for my school, your school, you should get on the web and find it and see what they are saying. They say that there is no support for establishment of Israel in the Torah. And they say that there is no support for Zionism in the Torah. That's the majority of the Jews. The Quran never condemned all Jews and Christians. And the Quran never condemned all Jews. The Quran says most of them. The Quran does not condemn all of Christians. Allah in the Quran says most of them. And we know that to be real right now. But Allah says that there is a party amongst them who believe in God. And believe in promoting fair dealing amongst the people. And he says, let there be of you a party, a group, doing the same, the exact same thing that Allah, with his words, the Jews and the Christians, were having a special group amongst them who are committed and loyal to obedience to God and establishing the right way for man on this planet Earth, Jews and Christians. Then he tells us, you be a people. He's saying believing in God and promoting fair dealings amongst the people. Islahen Beni Nas. Islahen Beni Nas, the Quran word in the Arabic. Your mother was a Hittite, your father an Amorite. So we have changed the scene. The scene is still on dominance, achieving that dominance. So this reference in the Bible that I want to share with you that I saw, God bless me to see, as about the crooked plan that the bad elements amongst the Jews wanted to advance, give this to the world because it is the Bible. It is in the Bible. The Bible is not for Jews. The Bible is for all people who want to follow it. It is given to the world, and it is so clever, most of us will never get it. Only God's mercy will help us to get it. These are the Jews now talking to the Jews to make the Jews aware of their heritage in the best and the most powerful way. It says of the Jews, your mother was a Hittite, your father an Amorite. Now, I want to caution you, when you research what I've given you, I am sure that there is no source to give you all that I gave you. You can't find anything out there that will give you all that I gave you. God has blessed me. Special insight. I'm not exaggerating, and I want no attention for myself. Amorites is really a play on Abraham. Hittites were a people who were mighty. They were very powerful materially and obviously if they were very powerful materially, they had great sciences and great wisdom. But what we should know most importantly about them is that they were all about achieving a dominance, defeating all other nations. The Hittites, they become very mighty, very powerful. And the Amorites is a play on, really, on Abraham. The Amorites were people who were compassionate, loving, caring about the individual person in society, and trying to bring their people of their area to be family, people caring about each other, loving each other. The Amorites, you can hear a hint of the word Amira, Amora, which in Spanish and Italian also means love. So the strategy is to have the leader be Hittite-like and the community be Amorite-like. Can you see that today? Presently, you have a Hittite and a people Amorite. Love, America, are supposed to be a people of love. But the rule may be Hittite. This is reality. Asa prayer is a middle prayer. So the balanced community, do not forget what the topic is. The balanced community, Ummata Wasata. And there are a prayer that is called by that term also, the midday prayer. And the same word is given for it, Salatu Wasata. So this is the Asa prayer. Some like it, like it is the noon prayer. But it is the Asa prayer because Asa means difficulty. So when you are going downhill, that is the most dangerous part of the mission. So go up the mountain and now come down. Going up is not as dangerous as coming back down because your tendency is to forget and you will end up tumbling, falling down, and be killed. So you still have to be very cautious, especially if it is a steep mountain. And also refers to an incline that is steep, very difficult. And that is the trials of this world. When you are facing the trials of this world, it's very difficult. So you are trying to make your life comfortable, right? So this is going down to where ease will be found. And after incline, it is so dangerous and difficult, the temptation is to maybe make some maneuver that would not be too nice. You might say, Brother Shabbat, you go down ahead of me. And if you see him slip and fall, you know to walk around the area. So the temptation is to do something crooked too sometimes. So you need to keep the balance that Allah wants for us. Sikkah, a sign for Hitler of the axis of the universe. What does Allah say concerning those who have a desire for a dominance, he says, and who wants to corrupt or to have a dominance, he denies it. I mean, you might achieve it, but it is not approved by God. That means eventually he is going to bring you to judgment and take it away from you. So we want that to be clear before we go further with this. Now, the Hittite, their sign is like the swastika for the Hitler and his followers. And what is that swastika? It is a cross. So the Hittite's cross was like a letter Z. And they wanted to achieve a dominance. Axis is another cross. So you hear the president and those in the government, now when they are addressing terrorism and problems, with the Islamic terrorists or the Muslim terrorists, you hear the term of the axis of evil. It is not the first time that they use that language, but now trouble for them in the world is bringing them back to use that language. So what is an axe? Another cross. So what is this cross? I have committed on the cross before, but now I'm giving you some more comment on the cross. The cross is a symbol of universality, just as the Hittite sign was a sign of the axis of the universe, the earth number one. Their sign was that we identify with all that you can perceive with your eyes and senses, and we are going to conquer it in your mind and dominate the world. That's the Hittite aspiration. That is what they sought to achieve. And they did achieve a mighty government, a mighty people, a mighty nation, the sciences and all. Rab is the one who evolved mankind. So because a nation is advanced in science, that does not mean it has to be right. The small elements is what all of us are suffering from, and that is what all of us have to make struggle, jihad, again. But you can't go directly at them. As I said, it is an ideology, and whoever is behind the ideology comes under that mindset and become one of the devils. It is plainly given in Surat An-Nas, chapter 114 of the Holy Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kul antu bi Rabbil Nas. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of mankind. Lord of mankind means the one responsible for the advancement over a long history of the human being and society. So he is the one responsible for that, the Lord of mankind, who evolved you and brought you to your best development until you achieve the growth and the better condition that you have now. God is responsible for that. So this is what Allah is saying when he says, Lord. It is not the English word, Lord. It is a Quranic word for Lord, Rab. Rab comes from the word meaning to raise children, to take them from birth, then delivered from the womb, and then raise them. Now, man has nothing to do with caring for us. Well, science does, but it can happen without man and science. There are a few cases where we need the help of the hospital, clinic, science, and et cetera, for the mother who is pregnant. Most mothers, they know how to care for themselves while they are pregnant. And the baby is delivered, and no man or human got into that work. So Allah created us in the womb or in the body of our mothers to create us. He created to still create and still creates us in the womb of our mother and in the body of our mothers. But when the child comes out, has to be cared for because it can't manage for itself. It is totally dependent, right? So we take credit for raising that child. I did my best, and sometimes your best is wonderful. And people say, oh, you have such a beautiful and wonderful children. Well, the same care and devotion that the mother has for her child that God formed in her and delivered after 9 months normally, Allah has that for humanity, all people, for all of his dependents. And his dependents are living all the life and creation of the dependence of God, Allah, the Creator. So Allah, when we say he is Lord, that is what he is saying, that I am responsible for you advancing on this earth. Without my help, you could not have done it. So he is Lord of all the world. And the word for world comes from a word meaning to know. It does not suggest material things. It suggests a process for perception, a process for the intellect, a process for knowledge. Don't we say that the world of science and the world of sciences, that's what Allah wants us to come to? Understand the common knowledge that we could not make the moon, the sun, the stars, the galaxies out there? The common knowledge in where we should stop? But Allah wants us to come home to the bright light in that revelation to see that he is addressing the process, pardon me, of knowledge, science, education, and the life history of all humanity. That's without him, without an idea or perception of a cause behind this universe, bringing it all to be and seeking to know what it is and finding its consistency, its unity in terms of the logic that holds all the universe, all matter together. So if you have not arrived at that, you would not have been able to develop your sciences and progress as you have progressed on this planet Earth. Tawheed, one God, creation, is one logic. So the arriving at the monotheistic idea of God is what made all of that possible. And you don't find any people, any of the nations that didn't grow with the monotheistic idea of ruling and dominating things now. It is only those who embrace that monotheistic idea that I explained to you, that you should understand as Tawheed in the complete meaning and picture form. Wahid, that means oneness. So the idea of the oneness in Islam starts with one cause or one factor, bringing all of it about. God the Creator, planning, plainly speaking, starts with God the Creator. Then it goes to his creation, and then we accept and witness that his creation is one consistent logic holding the whole thing together. So then we progress from that premise to man's life and say, yes, that man is one life and should be one family and one community. Kana nasu ummatan all people were once one community in the beginning with Adam, if we perceive it. That means we were all subject to our nature. We all had the same makeup in our bodies and in our minds. To start with, we were once one people, and they did not differ until knowledge came to them. And then one boasted in his little knowledge that he was able to grasp, see, to understand, and they started separating. Sadaqallahu al-Adhim, surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., inshallah, it only means that it pleased God. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Day. I thank New Africa, or we thank New Africa Enterprise, Murad Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorably Muslim and listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.